Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone, everyone who will tune in, everyone who basically wants to gel, who personally try to help you out, keep you pure, purify you to begin with. All right. I'm Talk Dude, and you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. On the side of this line is the one, the only, believe me, there will never be another one, Comedy Organic OK. Comedy, speak up.
Yes. How's it going, Talk Dude?
It's going all right. There is
Well, tonight, this show, we are in a groundbreaking experience and harvest that we are composting, and we're making sure also that we are roller tilling that actual open harvest where the soul is more an experience of the harvest being foundationally comfortable, right? As
right.
The journey
right.
Cleanse, right? So when you cleanse something, when you clean things around, you can have the most clean house, a clean apartment, or a clean place that you're outside. You still have to keep it up, right?
Oh, yeah, indeed. Regular maintenance is necessary. I mean, look, the simple thing is not just about cleaning. Stuff breaks down. Stuff falls off. Stuff falls apart to shreds. You got to keep maintenance. Your home is never really going to entirely be the way it's always been. Sometimes you got to put a new anything there, remodel, refix. You have to change just to survive. That's life itself.
Yeah. So within to see the harvest, this is the harvest of October Disabled Awareness Month. This is October 2nd. For those out there celebrating what the family members are celebrating themselves, are finding out, you know, recently that they're celebrating this day, and this day is not limited by how the beginning is the beginning of your experience. Doesn't mean that it ends that way, right? So you look at, yes, you're overcoming an obstacle, right? But one of the things, once you find out about the obstacle you're overcoming, others have actually encountered that. And you say, well, how can that matter? My experience is so devastating. That is so amazing that you are reaching that vulnerable space. But guess what?
Mm-hmm. Tell me, please.
It is a place that's so vulnerable to helping you too, right? And that is going to fuel the oppositional distraction to not be a distraction. It's going to fuel that, right? And it's going to run out because it's not going to be able to last long, right? Once you have people that truly are in place to change the problem, the problem runs out. It's almost like if you had to feed 6,000 people and you have 4 plates, guess what happens? Those 4 plates runs out really fast, right?
Indeed.
So I'm telling you, within your problem that you're dealing with, it's telling the problem. It's telling the problem that you cannot waste my time and I can use all the resources you have to clear this problem that you're trying to provide me, and I don't have to stay here. Because this is the thing. When you're taking trash out, it's going somewhere to be recycled. Am I right?
It's you're right.
To change what this actual problem is for you. Is that seem to be pretty accurate? So if that's the case, why are we quite often allowing the contamination to not be clean? When people are changing and cleaning on a regular basis, and we know these things, but that's what we do. We don't go around helping that. We just go around just leaving things out as we don't get why they're doing this, right? And what happens at the end of the day, if you allow these things to be in your contaminated being, it happens.
What?
Every time you touch something, you're going to be contaminated because you never cleaned the problem. Right? And so it's not only important, it is the actual solution to a lot of your things that you are going to bring up is going to be a problem. Right? So I like to also to take a moment and appreciate my co-host, Talk Dude. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right because I'm with you. I appreciate you. Yeah, look, there's a danger with that contamination. That's what people don't realize, but they're being contaminated as we speak. They may not realize how it's being done, but look, here's what it is. You're surrounded by people, the world. Everybody wants you to do what they want you to do for them. I mean, you know, they're trying to undermine yourself, everything you're about. They're always trying to get you to do what they want you to do for their benefit. What's in for you? That's the thing. And in a way, you got to do that. I mean, that's just society necessary. But please, we implore you, do not get so, basically accustomed to just doing that until the parade passes you by. Because so many procrastinate. They think, I'll do my thing later. I'll do my thing later. Later doesn't come. Later happens, you get old, and you're sitting back. And even if you survive to basically senior citizen age, all you're left with is this regret. Why didn't I make some time for myself? Really? Maybe happening to you already. One of the things about the disabled is they got to basically struggle and fight a lot harder, just to get through. But they especially think, I got to prove myself every single day. In a way, you all should be doing that. Everybody. Beware of the contamination, the artificial ingredients, if you will, the chemicals that they put inside your life and whatever. Be ready to live organically. Now, living organically is kind of tricky, You start to basically have to weed out all the poisons that you're used to. Because poison can taste good. You can get used to poison when you're a kid. I mean, you didn't do hard drugs, but, you had your own drug of choice, didn't you? You ate a lot of processed sort of food, whatever, that was just soaked in fat and sugar and stuff that is not really very natural and good for you. And this may have messed up your life. I mean, you were still young, you were still healthy, whatever, but when you get to be a certain age, you're not getting any healthier. There's a tipping point where I got to start putting the right food in my body. Food can be medicine. It can be poison, too. There is necessarily a natural way of life, and that's what a lot of this show is about, getting the destructive chemicals out of you, out of your system, out of your life. You can feel yourself being pure. But people who live very organically and healthy, they can feel a sense of good nature and happiness and spirituality about themselves consistently and get used to it, and they turn away at the poison. The bad stuff, the stuff that's cheap, the stuff that's available everywhere, because sometimes people just need to eat something. But I like to think that if they could, they really would, they would live better. It's such an ordeal. It's so difficult, isn't it? Is enough of the healthy stuff to go around? Do we have to eat the processed, contaminated, deep-fried poison just so there's something for everybody? Some people can't afford to live healthy. We can't afford anything for themselves. Or maybe they can, and maybe they just don't know how. Maybe they need someone to take them aside and tell them you can be better. Organic, what do you think?
Well, this is one of the things that we have to recognize. See, when someone is changing in someone's life, someone can be almost sitting there, where it's saying, no food here. This is the era where, it's giving you description to the person who's sitting right under you, rolling a bag of chips. And this is what I'm saying. This is a metaphor. This can be giving you problems that it's been, quote, unquote, you thought you was buzzing up. Okay, I explained to the people, and guess what?
What?
You can understand that wrong before they even get there. Not even because you telling them this is wrong, but they, those type of people normally think they're beyond approachable, and not just better. They think that when you're talking to them, you should not be even adding up the value of what you are talking about to them. And those type of people will create so much problem for you, because guess what happens?
Tell me right now.
Those type of people have an understanding about you. That's what makes that very dangerous with those type of people, because they know so much about you, things you don't know they know about you. And even if they're not better than the Billy that you are, the things that are wrong with you, that makes it, they come across like distribution, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you see things that are in different places, they almost like this. They remind you of the sun. If you was in a car driving, you see the sun or the moon, you'll be driving looking over, and guess what it looked like? It looked like it's following you. But guess what? It's so big that the looking is more a complex of your lost ability to see. Your world is small. And because your world is small, doesn't mean your world doesn't have more distance, more information. Because think about how, you know, think about back in the day, 30, 40 years ago, imagine how people got memory cards and SD cards, right?
Yeah.
They would be shocked. They're like, think about how people have to store information, right?
Yeah, the future really is now, definitely.
You would never think about how somebody had 45s, 25s, and they have all this music in different forms, and they can have all that and more on just a little tiny card, right? You can plug your Bluetooth onto your phone to your car, and you don't have to even have a CD player. So what I'm saying to you, just because the experience is smaller in what the actual size is, doesn't mean the size is limited by the information that's stored there. So think about this. Even if you're new and your journey has been successful, you have to take in consideration who have been experiencing you. Have you not been hearing your thoughts? Have you not sat there and been vulnerable with the ideas you've been thinking? Have you not seen enough in you to realize you are you for beyond the reason of a script that didn't get put together that you recognizing in your life? Have you not seen things in your life that show you, based on hearing things, that you recognize you were not an average person? You've seen all these different signs about yourself to rebirth the life in your ability in all the levels, where these are reconnecting in another altitude and another accomplishments of someone in your thoughts, in your internal being, that someone's going to come at you and really appreciate your desires at another level and appreciate that desire. Is that by accident, talk dude?
Dang. You just blew my mind. You often do that. That's what this show's about, isn't it?
It's about that part that you're opening up, where people can appreciate the part of your desires of opening up the infrastructure and the altitude. I did it because it sounded funny, but it's not the pronunciation correct of what that means. So within these things that you are coming to in your delivery, it's gifts. that been packaged have been appropriately investigated inside your desires of satisfying your greatness, that when this comes, you sit there, I'm not talking about my co-host, because I'm not talking about this as you, I'm talking about this as us and we, right? And you said, this person, this did this to me, I'm never going to like this. This person is this. This is what's so remarkable. This person you think is not doing anything. This is your birthday. You said, I ain't talked to this person. This person did nothing for me. You know, they know my birthday. I've been calling them a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I've been calling. This is the part. It's remarkable. They know all I want is they not only got what you want, they left a message saying that their phone or what you've been describing in connected them, they've had issues, right? And they describe with their own issues. Look at this. People say, well, this is how contaminated people are, right? They say, if this person know what's going on, how do they know? Well, listen to this. It's different ways people to find out, right? When you have a phone or a device that you ain't able to access, maybe through voicemail, guess what happens? Listen to this. It's things that you able to see later when you pull your phone up and say your phone was off. Or you change your phone at times. You see missed calls, right, on a new device, right? So this is the thing. They tell you this message. And they put all the things that they've been thinking about. And this is so funny about how this universal setting of inventory, how this inventory is the artwork of the desires of satisfying the greatness within you. How those things find a way of following you and understanding you and showing you different pitfalls that you don't have to even find or discover and move through those things, because the true essence and the true vibration level is to be at peace, to be happy and be satisfied. And that's something that you can discover because you hold on to this. It's discovering you. It's finding those moments that don't need to be spoken upon. It's speaking up on those moments where your moments is at peace. Now, let's open up that desire. And now, this gift we're talking about, all those things you imagine, and guess what else? It's things that you did not imagine to be unfolding with that. And then guess what? When your fantasy and your imagination can open up inside of your desires, it's been another gift rewarded that pushed your altitude of finding peace to be released at moments where you are throwing a vibrational level from the roots and heart. Harvest to see new growth and healthier beginnings of life. Now, let's take a moment right now and certify the greatness within you, October 2nd, International Disabled. See, that part, I kind of had a piece I need to turn around and say it one more time.
Go for it.
October 2nd, Saturday, International Disabled Awareness Month. This is the moment that we are not just finding. This is the moment that's finding the peace in the moment. Satisfying is more. Someone that didn't have nothing. People weren't even looking for them. And looked into the moment that was ow, ow, ow. Oh, that's pain that we do not want to discover, because that pain starts talking, and then guess what happens? He don't show you how pain have wrote happiness a letter and say, happiness, when you get the time, don't make your happiness problems to result to pain and problems. Open up. Feel this moment with not forgetting what you've been through. But we are cleaning the problem. That you want to hold on to that problem, but the problem never wanted to hold on to you. That's another situation altogether. When happiness have filled up all the resources, all the results, and you are trying to look in a way to become the problem in your desires, that's not a problem from the problem. That's a problem within your problem, that you are making this actual toxin. And this is problems. You are creating this because you have been filled with so much, and people have cleansed. See, happiness is in there, and you're telling happiness, and you're just exposing happiness and spoil happiness. Satisfying the greatness within you. This is another thing that we cannot be lost, because lost in your happiness is muscles within molding another sculpture of seeing someone else happy, seeing something in you, but you are not being left without happiness. We always think because we're helping others be happy, happiness is not being connected and not introduced in a way that we can see it from a different direction. So we can understand happiness have turned around how we gave us energy lanes where we are, guess what, connected, satisfying the greatness within you. My name is Comedy Organic OK, and you've been listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. My co-host is Talk Dude. Talk Dude, would you like to give any words to aspire the harvest that's been invested in your life?
Tell you what, see how it's 9:52 here on the program. Basically, I encourage you all to go to bed early, but at the same time, no. At the same time, I basically encourage you first thing tomorrow to make a resolution to do something great. That greatness is up there. There is something great for you to be done that is just sitting there. It's waiting to be unearthed. It's waiting to happen. You can do it. You can make it happen. You can make it so. You can honestly make what you want, a living, breathing, physical reality. You can get by. You can do more than just get by. You can actually...
Back your voice up, because you got feeding backdrop on your voice. So just try to back up or cover up some of that feedback, sir. Thank you. Make a message. Come on, get your message.
All right, fine. There is all something great just waiting...
Everybody, I'm gone. This guy is an asshole.
Good. Take a moment to ask yourself, how can you make your greatness special? Huh? Your greatness is there. It's waiting for you. It's wanting it. It's crying out for you to be noticed. A lot of you might wonder, how do I reach my greatness? How do you do it? How does it happen? I'll tell you something. There are great things just waiting to happen. You can do it. You're made to do it. Make it so. All right. One of the first steps to basically experiencing personal greatness is your desire to realize, what is it I want to do? How can I make my life a little bit better? Get just a little better. And honestly, before you know it, it starts to happen. it starts to open up like a flower waiting to bloom. This Disabled Awareness Month, I encourage all the disabled whatever out there who are listening to this, who can hear this, to make a moment to be acknowledged. Disabled Awareness Month. People should be aware of you. You should do something special, really. But also at the same time, try to be acknowledged. You know, don't let this whole holiday go to Halloween. Some people are going to be celebrating that by getting all dressed up in a costume or whatever, handing out candy. Some are going to go to a bar. Some are going to sit back and watch TV. You're disabled. This is your holiday especially. Let yourself be heard. Honestly. You deserve it. Open up. It's waiting for you. Let yourself be. Talking to every handicapped person out there, if you're not handicapped, you should still celebrate Disabled Awareness Month. You should still let it be known. You should basically take awareness of it because it goes on the whole month. And in a way, I'm the kind of guy who basically feels like we should basically acknowledge the disabled all year round. Don't just basically give everybody automatic special attention and treatment, mind you. But realize that there is an epidemic and needs to be dealt with. That's a real thing. To the disabled out there, I hope you might hear my message. Because once again, this is a way to satisfying greatness, reaching that fullest potential, that untapped little bit inside of you that needs to open up, that needs to flourish, that deserves to. You deserve to be heard. Make it heard. Make it acknowledged. Make it known. This October. Make it more of a regular thing. Let yourself basically be your own guiding light, be your own guardian angel, be your own spirit. Do everything you were meant to, made to. The disabled deserve acknowledgement in general. And you, take a moment to basically acknowledge your own greatness, your own sense of self, your own everything, because you deserve it. You deserve it all. All right, you've been listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You with Talk Dude, co-hosting, of course. You can pick up all our shows on the web on blogtalkradio.com, and we encourage you to get involved this month. Thank you all for listening. It's October 2nd, 2021 here. And we hope this message reaches the masses, that everyone hears. Everyone is meant to, all right? Thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night.